We are back, Hull House Podcast. We had a fun one this week, an interesting little concept we decided to throw together at the very last minute. Two of my favorite local artists, Timmy O and Notebook P, we had the privilege of bringing on the show. We knew that they were both coming on, but neither of them knew about each other. It was kind of like a little online chat room dating site situation. We kind of just threw them both on there. And we had a great conversation about what it means to be a local artist, especially right now during the COVID era and coming out of it, whether that means collaborating or live music. So, real fun talk. A pleasure to work with them. And if you guys haven't heard of either of them, please look them up. Check out their music. Come back and listen to this podcast. It's going to give you a lot of insight into where they're coming from. And yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Timmy O and Notebook P.
Cool. So why don't you guys want to give a quick like bio on yourselves, like what you're doing? You know, Samuel, you're in Brighton right now. Noah P, you're out in Brockton.
Randolph.
Okay. So yeah, let's get a little bio from each of you, just hear what's going on, what we can look forward to, what you've done in the past, real quick.
I'll go first. I'm an R&B artist, songwriter, from Randolph. I grew up in Dorchester. What I got. I got nominated for Boston Music Award in 2018. I helped launch a greeting card company called Greetings Boston. I have an EP out called The Fool's Paradise. And I have an EP coming out soon for the summer called Book of Sun.
Awesome.
Well, my name's Timmy O. I'm originally from Worcester, Massachusetts, moved out to Boston. I've been based in Boston for quite a few years. On top of that, I just rap, sing, whatever I feel like it, honestly. And I just enjoy making good music. When I'm not making music, I like watching anime or eating good food.
Yeah,
I peeped in the bag. I was like, all right, say what?
No, but he has the anime on in the background.
Yeah, of course. Or just chill with the homies. Keep it in the family.
Right on. Awesome. Cool. So, yeah, I mean, cool. We'll probably keep this to like about 30 minutes or so. But I think it's really cool to have both of you guys on here because, I mean, obviously, like we said, you guys are making crazy, crazy good music. You're both so not only just talented because, I mean, talent, I think, is an understatement and doesn't do you guys credit because it's one thing to just be talented, but you guys really are making quality music. Like you're doing so well on both of those ends where they're really like elevating together. Where like when we listen to you guys, we're like, wow, yeah. I cannot believe you guys are in our backyard right now. Like you guys, like we're all in the same state. You guys are grinding away. And so I think something that we touched on a little bit earlier in the radio show was, you know, when we talk about the music industry and COVID, right? I think the big conversation has been like, how are artists going to get back to touring and how do they get back into the festivals and all that kind of stuff? But I think it's a little overlooked to see how this affects, you know, more localized artists who are, you know, working up to that level of like touring and things of that nature. So to kind of hear, you know, what your experiences were like as local artists, you know, in the Boston area and what you guys were doing in the city, you know, before COVID, to during COVID, how that has shifted. And now that we're kind of coming out, you know, coming back to hopefully normalcy, you know, by the end of this year, I would love to kind of hear what you guys individually think. We'll leave this very open-ended. I mean, I would just love to hear your thoughts and just kind of get that on recording and anything that you feel you want people to hear about what your experiences have been like and what you guys are hoping for. You know, we can kind of roll around that, but anything else you guys want to talk about, we are all ears for, and we are happy to chat about. So let's just get into it.
Cool.
Let's just start with like live shows. What was playing in the Boston area like? You know, what kind of venues were you guys in? What were the shows kind of looking like before things took a turn?
I played like some Middle East shows. I did like the Sonya. I did the Great Scott, and like those shows, like they were really fun. Like I'm more into like intimate shows. So like when the crowd's kind of small, like I did like the Canopy Room in Brighton. That was one of my favorite shows. I felt like back then, like doing shows, that was more like what I like to do, because being on like promoting on social media feels like I'm kind of like throwing shit in your, oh, excuse me.
Well, you're good on the podcast.
No, yeah, you're good.
We're not on the radio anymore. So
yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I just felt like being on social media is just really just like throwing shit in your face and like being like kind of just pushy. So I felt like being at shows where you can like kind of just perform and let the work do itself. And then you meet the people after, and then like you can like connect easier that way. And that's what I like to do. So like transitioning into pandemic and like into virtual shows, like it was like, damn, like what do I even do? How do I really connect? Because like I can't see your reaction, but like I'll have to see it after, and I have to kind of get used to that for a little bit. So it's kind of like, how can I transition? And I guess for me, I took a long break and just hung out, lived my life, like kind of took a couple trips to like New Hampshire a little bit, been out in the mountains, like, you know, just kind of away from like the city and stuff. And then coming back and like being back and going back into writing music, I just felt like I was catering a lot to like what like performance type of things are like. I'd have to like make songs I can perform only, and not like things you can just listen to like in your car, since like we're all at home anyway, or like, or we all have to sit with the music instead of like going to like a club and listen to it, or going to a lounge, or like going to like a cookout or party or something. It's kind of like, oh, what kind of music can I make for like the individual, like when you're sitting at home and listening to music? And that kind of shifted how I wrote and stuff. And like I started doing like the little car freestyles to like kind of get like my pen going, and like that ended up being something that people liked, and like just kind of just doing things like that, taking advantage of like little things like that that I started doing.
Absolutely. What about you, Timmy?
I mean, prior to this, I ain't gonna hold you. I was always just like making music, but I didn't really perform like that. Honestly, I've never performed in a Boston venue before.
Really?
Wow.
Never. Nah, I did a. I did some shows in college, like, you know, I performed at the TIFF and I performed at Uncharted back in UML. But like, nah, I've never performed at a Boston venue. So for me, it's kind of, oh yeah, of course.
It's gonna be fire.
True. I've honestly been getting like welcomed with like open arms from like homies like Clark B, P.S. Jovi. Like I've literally just been, so it's been really cool. But other than that, man, I've been pretty used to just being in my room working on stuff. Like I literally record and mix everything from my room. Like this is my setup right here.
Studio right now.
This is a studio. But
that's awesome. And you were working on some stuff earlier, I think you said.
I literally was working on something right before the first interview and right after. So I was like, oh damn, I'm late. Because I got lost and I saw your message. I'm like, oh, say less, man, start.
I know, you're good, dude. So you do your own mixing and stuff too?
Yep, I mix all my own stuff. Unless Lucas is on the track, who's in the same house as me right now, by the way. Funny. But I mix everything by myself.
That's awesome. That's so cool. So if you so you haven't played a Boston show, I think that's very interesting. Now that live shows are coming back, what would be your ideal scenario? If you could play with whoever and play any venue, I mean, how do you see yourself like really easing into this and getting into that and making it happen? Because I think Boston needs to hear you live. That can't still be a thing moving forward. We need to have you playing live shows. I mean, you're that good. Like,
thank you, man.
Yeah,
I mean, man, when the opportunity presents itself, I would love to play with some of my homies like Clark and Geek Claude and everyone.
Yes, sir.
So I think I'll have I feel like the opportunity will prevent itself, and I'm definitely open to it. For now, I'm just on Discord, hanging with fans from time to time, and really establishing that connection on there. So I'm open to anything, honestly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You game on Discord at all, or you just been doing music?
Oh, bro, if you want, no. Come on now, of course I do. Hey, keep that thing on me, you know? Like,
What are you playing?
What am I not playing? So I was playing a lot of Hades. You ever hear of Hades before?
No.
So it's like a roguelike game, and it's about this damn, I forget the name of the dude. That kind of sucks. Anyways, he's basically the son of Hades, and he keeps trying to escape.
He's the son of Hades. No, I have heard of this. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. He's the son of Hades and Persephone.
Oh.
So it goes along with actual Greek mythology, and yeah. That's actually really cool because they're trying to. He just keeps trying to escape, and then just restarts.
But yeah, that's really good. Yeah, there's no checkpoints, right? You just gotta make it.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Fire! Oh, I like that. Oh,
but it has a story to it though that goes crazy though, and I'm not gonna spoil any of it for you. But like, you should definitely check it out.
No, I have to check it out. Your Xbox guy?
Nah, I'm a PC gamer, bro. I got this expensive ass PC. I need. I
you
can
put
it
to use. You gotta put it to work.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But yeah, this like. The Boston, it's like Nikki said before, it's kind of a disservice to call it the Boston scene because there's so many people outside of Boston. You obviously know the Brockton scene boiling up. There's so many hidden gems out there, but it's rare like to find talents. Like you guys just make a fucking good song. You know what I mean? Like you put it on and that like anybody can listen to that and say like that is a fucking good ass song. It doesn't have to just be straight bars. It doesn't have to be just straight melody, instruments, the beat, whatever, like the whole composition that you guys put together. And Timmy, you mixing and you master yourself too.
I do not master myself because I know I'm not
mastering. either way, that's hella impressive. Like you guys are putting together masterpieces. So like you definitely gotta get out and start, you know, get once things are back open, get some shows going, man, get yourselves out there. Like people need to hear what you guys are doing.
Hey bro, I want to be out there
with a band and everything. I need the whole nine.
I feel like when I'm out there, I'm probably going to perform it. When we actually do open up to live performance, that's probably going to be me and Lucas. You've heard Lucas owns all my tracks, man.
Yeah.
So it's like, I got to go out there with the brother as well.
Where? Yeah,
absolutely. So, I mean, definitely in a lot of ways, things had changed the past year, and like live music, you know, obviously that sucks that it was what it was. But I mean, I think that's something that's very interesting is that, in a lot of ways, some things didn't change because of this pandemic. A lot of things were really accelerated and like brought to like the forefront. Like music especially has always been so collaborative. Like there's been so many collaborations in music where like artists and like producers and mixers had like never met each other in person. Especially like when you're like buying beats online, like Lil Nas X bought that Old Town Road beat somewhere online. It's
Which
just
is
like,
crazy.
It's nuts. But like that's just like now with COVID, everyone's like, wow, we can all collaborate via online. But like music is
like, always
like
that.
That was always a thing, bro.
Do you guys have any like stories of your own of like, you know, I know like, you know, Timmy, like you said, you've been working with your boy Lucas like a lot. And you guys like live together. But are there people that, you know, both of you guys had like met via the internet or through different things? I mean, for me, like I definitely have like basically met you guys through the internet. I mean, Notebook, we've met and like see each other at like shows and stuff. But I mean, a lot of these connections are made online. So.
There's
definitely a handful of people I met like on the internet that I actually just got to talk to more just because we were all just home and like we kind of had to figure out how we would still be able to promote ourselves and still make music. So like in doing that, I met a lot of people like through the internet, like just through DMs and just talking. A lot of them I've kind of seen in passing, but I haven't like actually officially met until like we spoke on the internet.
Yeah, for sure.
I actually, the last four songs of mine were all done off of Discord. So I've always worked off the internet, bro.
That's fire.
It's the only reasons why like I feel like I've been like growing off of that sort of scene. So when COVID hit, I was like, oh, just another day.
Those last four songs have been blowing up too.
That's true. Exactly.
It's working.
Where?
I know Discord.
Oh, for real. But I met Melty Cannon off of SoundCloud back in like 2014. And that's always been the homie. But when COVID hit, we just like, I joined the server and we just got mad close. Like, I even ended up visiting him in Tampa as well. Like, you know, obviously in a safe way, we didn't go do everything as safe as you can be during COVID, obviously, and taking the flight.
Right, exactly. Yeah, for sure.
But didn't catch it, so.
Hey, man, there you go. That makes one of us, at least. I caught it a couple months ago.
Okay. I mean, hey, you good now, though.
Yeah, I got lucky. Mine was hella mild. I got very lucky.
Word.
But definitely still mask up and vax up right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You any questions?
Damn. All right, Naruto or Dragon Ball Z? I got to ask both of you.
I know. Notebook's got the stuff going on in the background. I'm like kind of watching and trying to follow.
The man said, I got the Uzumaki symbol. Oh, there we go.
I'm Team Naruto, man.
Got the ink going.
I mean, I feel like of the two, Naruto definitely has the better story. Hell but yeah. Dragon Ball Z, you just want to see people get into it, then you just like, all right, throw on the fight.
The point.
Exactly.
Naruto's like still going on, right? It's still like they're still.
Well, it's
like,
his son.
It's his son. Now.
Okay, yeah,
well,
yeah.
And Dragon Ball is also still going on as well.
That shit ain't never ending.
Oh, no, no.
A lot of those. I think another one, because like, yeah, my cousins are really into like mangas and anime and stuff. I think One Piece is also like still going on, right? That's another one that's like never ending.
And
like,
and it's still good. That's the thing.
Because it's still great. Like, it's like getting better. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like literally 1,011 chapters in. It's
that's
still
awesome.
Great. Like, it's crazy.
No, but I gotta ask too. Are you a big Smash Bros. Guy?
Oh,
yo,
man, bro.
God, he's pulling it out.
Every game, yo.
Oh, hell yeah. Timmy's got it too. Let's go.
Bro, I
always think
on the album on the artwork for Pork Chops. I'm like, damn, this dude has all the gear,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, right. The album cover for Pork Chops is so awesome. It's worth going on the Spotify right now just to see that, and then you'll like what you hear, obviously. But the album cover is so cool.
There's a lot of little Easter eggs in there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no bullshit.
Bro, I was addicted to Smash in college. It was bad. Freshman year, I met my homies Isaiah and Jascard and the rest of the SCH crew. Shout out Smash the Heavens, you know, the clan. I was just like, bruh. Literally every day, Smash. Go to class, come back, Smash. Before you eat it, Smash. It was bad for like
repeat.
Yo,
you went to school in Lowell, right?
Yeah, I went to UMass Lowell.
Right on. What was music scene like up there? I know a couple people that like are rappers and stuff that were making music up there. But is there a scene up there kind of blooming, or what's happening up in Lowell?
There is a scene, but it's mostly like indie. That's why I saw a lot. However, there were shows at a place called The Tip, which is like the basement of like a couple homies of ours. However, it did go off sometimes. There were some really nice like rap scenes and rap shows and like hip and indie shows as well. And Clark also goes to UML as well. So, and Eche Zona, if you know Eche, also went to UML. So it's like,
small world, oh shoot.
Yeah, these are the homies.
Awesome. Yeah, I was literally in the studio with Clark last night.
Yeah. Telling myself what's up.
Small world, right? Everybody's connected somehow.
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Using the sound lab.
Yeah. Yeah. See, we're bound to meet.
Oh yeah, of course.
Absolutely. Get on, hop on a track together. You guys will kill it.
You guys would work well together. I could see the area in which you two would mesh real well.
You both got that soul.
Hey, bro, if we have in the studio together, I'm sure we can come through with something.
What are your influences, though? I gotta ask, because you both have like definitely a wide range.
It's also really cool that you guys have like definitely hit a niche, I think, where like you have your own styles. Like, I think now already so early on in your guys' like careers that I think will definitely obviously blossom. Like, especially as the whole scene around here is starting to pick up momentum, like for the first time in a while, like artists in like the Mass area, like all the Brockton dudes and everybody, like things are kind of really taking off. And I think a lot of these artists are going to bloom together. And so like, it's cool that early on you guys have an actual style. Like when I listen to Pat, when I listen to your stuff, I'm like, okay, this is Nova P. Like your style is set. And same with you, Timmy. Like I heard about your music kind of recently. Somebody had put you and Ricky Felix together as like these like two like crazy artists to watch out from in the Mass area. And so then I like heard about you through Ricky, and I was like, all right, I gotta check this dude out. And I'm listening to all your stuff like nonstop the past week. And I'm like, oh, dude, he's so good already. Like, this guy like is so unique and like he has an actual style. It's not like he's like jumping around doing a bunch of things, you know?
I mean, next track going to be completely different from the last four. I ain't go.
I like that.
It's coming out on May 7th.
Is that what you're working on right now?
Oh, no. This is something I had in the vault for a little bit. I'm I got to remind people I know how to rap, so. Clark, what are the influences? Honestly, don't know. People ask me that a lot, and I can never really pinpoint someone. I just like when I hear a beat, I usually just freestyle the first thing that comes to my mind. I never be like approach something like, oh, I just heard this type of song. I want to try and emulate that a bit. I just go into it blind.
You guys both have great beat selection too.
Thank you.
I don't know how much I don't know what like the ratio would be of like self-produced versus how much you guys are picking up beats, but either way, like always fire.
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't produce, but like, I definitely like I have a good amount of friends who like produce themselves and like they're really good at production. So like to connect and be like, oh, I kind of want this kind of sound, like it's kind of easy and I like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely. In terms of, I got a lot of homies who produce. I have a lot of friends who produce. That's kind of where I've been blessed for it. I'll just be chilling. They'll send me something cool. Or like, if I'm working with like Lucas Hanna, like I'm very hands-on with the project. I'll be like, oh yeah, I want it to sound like this. However, I can almost always guarantee that I'm gonna get some fires. Well, not even almost, I can always guarantee.
Good.
True. I just feel really blessed in my current situation. Shout out Melty Cannon, shout out Lucas, shout out Bonus, shout out John X, who produced the next track that's going to come out. Shout out Clark D, who asked sent me some stuff. And the list honestly goes on, bro. Like, I've just been blessed to have so many friends as producers.
And just in the music scene in general, really.
For real.
That network is so key.
Oh, Pat, I was just gonna ask where you're drawing your influences from these days or previously.
What did I draw from? As of late, it's really just been how I spent like my last summer and like putting that into like music. Cause I always felt like, cause like I really like just being a lyricist. Like my pen is like that's like my most important part of like the song. If the pen ain't good, then like I don't even want to hear it. And I really felt like I always focused too much on like, all right, what am I going to say? And without, and just not just speaking, like telling it how it is. And just like, how can I just say this straight without it being like corny? And that's been like my main focus on just like writing. And I feel like that's been, what would I say that came from? It'd be listening to like a lot more Janae and like a little bit of Summer Walker, because I haven't listened to her in a little bit, like her older stuff, like her EP days. Mm-hmm. And like just seeing how blunt they were and like how effective it was. Mm-hmm. And like, all right, how can I do that in my own way and like really just like be blunt, effective, straight to the point, but still make it like, oh, I can relate to this, I can listen to this. Mm-hmm. And like everything in between.
And so who are some like lesser known artists that you guys are listening to nowadays? Like if you had to put somebody on, right?
Yeah.
And the $1 million bet is like, like you like have to like name somebody who like this person has never heard of before. Like if you listen to artists and they've heard of them, you're done. You get cut off. You know what I mean? So who are these newer artists that you think are like also going to take off soon?
There's a lot of cats from the Alte scene. I mean, do y'all know about Alte? It's like Afrobeat, it's like Afrofusion type stuff in Nigeria.
I'm gonna take note. I got my notepad up here. So keep telling us more.
Blame on us.
So first things first, Odunsi the Engine. There is, hold on, I'm gonna type in the chat. So you know,
word.
So notebook. Notebook. I got a text from somebody at Brandeis WBRS that said you were awesome last week.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh yeah, my whole group chat was going off today saying you guys are both fire. So we'll have to keep you guys in the rotation. You both pass.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're definitely gonna keep playing you guys week after week.
I'm gonna send y'all some stuff too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and then eventually when we can make it happen, we'll we got to all link up in person for sure.
I'll be down. Definitely.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we're hoping, you know, as we keep progressing with this and then some of the people that we might be partnering with potentially, you know, we want to get into the field of promoting shows ourselves and getting into like putting on some shows. So hopefully we can make it happen and we can have you guys for some live stuff, you know, when it can happen.
Things are looking good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just got my first vaccination last week. So,
which one did you get? You get Pfizer?
I got Moderna.
Moderna gang. I have an appointment on Saturday, and now I'm hit with the choice of Moderna or Johnson & Johnson.
Obviously, so, not Johnson & Johnson.
I know I shouldn't, but I'm like, dude, it's one dose. I'm like really still contemplating.
Bro, they literally pulled it. I think you can't even get it right now.
They just put it back on today.
Why would you grab it?
No. Moderna's the wave. It's unanimous Moderna, right?
Yeah, big facts. Come on now.
Yeah, all right. Maybe I won't. No knock to anybody who got the Johnson & Johnson. That's fine. But, you know,
you good. I'm glad
they didn't know, though. Like, bro, you have the option and the knowledge at this point. Don't do that to yourself.
So I'm still acting a fool if I still go through with it.
Yeah, you're acting up for sure.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We'll see
how that goes. I'm on the fence
still.
I mean, I'm leaning more towards Moderna, especially after this conversation. Everybody else I've talked to has been like,
"You shouldn't be leaning, bro." I feel like it's
you were the first. They're like, "Do not do it."
please, God, no.
Yeah, don't do that, G.
Johnson can't even make baby powder right. You can't trust him with the
bathroom.
I love the list that you guys have sent. Leo the Kind. Leo is literally like, we were talking to our buddy James, who like got into the studio with Leo for a little bit, and literally like he was like, he's like, yeah, Leo is literally the kindest guy ever.
Bro, he's so nice. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. Like,
and he just got signed recently too, I think, right? Like within the past few months.
Yeah, he's definitely out of here. Yeah,
we saw him. There was a show, Notebook. Actually, you might have been at it, I think. It was like the prom night show.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool one. Yeah. I wasn't in the show, but I was definitely in the crowd.
Yeah, you were definitely there, right? Yeah. That was the first and last time I ever saw Leo perform, at least. I've seen him around, but it was the first time I've seen him perform it. Oh man, he was so good.
Yep, because he'd be playing like at the same time everything. And then he'll sing like and he'll like do like the little loop machine. I'm like, damn, bro, like you're a boy. Yeah,
he's like Ed Sheeran, but like not Ed Sheeran, obviously. But he's like looping everything live. I mean, it's so cool.
Yeah,
cool stuff.
Fire.
So what do you guys think your live show is going to look like once it comes back? What, like your actual, like your performance itself, what are some things that you want to incorporate? What do you think the vibe's like? I mean, I know everybody's got a different take on what they think performing looks like, how they feel like they connect, whether it be like something more theatrical or something that's like really more about making that intimate connection. What do you specifically think that looks like? And what do you think makes a good performance per se?
For me, at least personally, I like separating the audio, like the MP3 audio from like the live performance. So when you listen to the song and you listen to me live, it'll sound like almost completely different. And like that always incorporates a band and like really either slowing down the song or speeding it up or like changing like kind of like the vibe of it and making it like a personal, like, crowd like experience. Cause I'm more into like intimate vibes. So like if the crowd's like 75 people, like maybe 100, like max, like that's like the kind of crowd for me. And like I can really just like, people are there to listen. They're, like, you're not going to hear like a lot of chatter. It's not going to be too big of a venue or crowd, and like people are going to sit there, like when the music starts playing, when you hear that guitar, when you hear that bass, or when the drum starts hitting, like people are going to be like, oh, what's that? And then, and like usually the band usually sets the tone, and then I kind of just follow suit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm also maybe leaning more towards the intimate vibes as well, because I focus a lot on exposing my own vulnerability, because it creates a very like relatable experience for one, the listener, and just for like the average individual who might be going through the same thing I'm going through. So like during the live shows, I really feel like I'm gonna be doing like smaller crowds first. One, for like, you know, practice, since, you know, it's been a minute. And two, just to create more of like a personal experience for the people who are there, and it creates more of a memorable experience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Most of the shows that I remember, like the best moments came from those, like that night that Leo played, you know what I mean? Like, just like those mm-hmm. crazy things. Like, you see these people like so talented and like doing so much too. Like, I don't know if you guys play any instruments, but like, there's something about like seeing, like you were saying, Pat, like a live, like little section, maybe separate the, what was that? Even if it's just like the beat from like the vocals, like you create that, mm-hmm. like you're never going to hear it like this ever again. And that, it just goes crazy like that.
Mm-hmm. And eventually I want to be able to incorporate my buddy here.
Wait, you play alto or tenor?
It's alto.
Got you. I played tenor for like 7 years, but I couldn't afford one.
Oh, so. Wow.
I got this last summer. Like, I was just like,
oh, damn.
It's the time. Since I'm already at the crib, might as well get one.
Yeah, not bad. I mean, hey, I hope to see you using my boy.
Yes, sir.
So what is the full list of instruments that you guys each play? Now I'm real curious. I was not expecting you to pop up a saxophone like that.
I was like practicing earlier. But I'm dabbling in the piano. Like, I kind of use it more for like key, like staying on key and stuff. But I figured like, all right, I should actually learn like theory and like get the hang of this. And I have a guitar in the corner of my room, but like, I look at it and then I just look away because I've been neglecting it for a while.
No, pick it up.
Yeah, I will eventually, because I know it's one of the ones that frustrates me the most. So like, I kind of just, I look at it, I'm like, all right, one day I'll have the patience for you.
What about you, Timmy?
I mean, the one instrument that I know I could pick back up and be able to play straight is the sax. I have some MIDI here, but I'm not pianist at all. No. I'll just figure stuff out by ear, maybe sing mm-hmm. it out some, but the one instrument I know I could go back to is the sax, and that's really it.
Cool. I mean, if it sounds good, it is good. And you guys got the sound, so
thank you, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And honestly, on a side note, because we were talking about album covers and stuff earlier, I'm very curious, Timmy, for the You For You, like the Spotify live album cover, what is that from? I'm dying to know. The clip is so freaking nice. And obviously, because like our show is called Hull House, it's the podcast, because we're on this little beach house in Hull. Like, I saw that, I was like, whoa, this is so cool. Like, where were you? What was that video for? What are you dropping with that?
So ironically, it's Lucas's grandparents' beach house, and they just allowed us to stay there to just work on music. And we're going to do another one of those retreats is the first one. And Derek just thought it'd be a good idea, you know, take videos of us just working around and being goofy. So we just randomly did like an impromptu music video, and the cover art is literally a still of Lucas sliding in on one of the parts. I'm like, this is the most cursed image ever. I'm so making this a cover art. I'm literally just like, yo, I sent them the screenshot. I'm like, this is the cover art. Like, the whole group was just Melty Ken and Lucas and Derek, and everyone just laughed. It's like, all right, but it was a done deal from there.
Oh man, that is too good. Yeah, no, the visual itself had already like caught me, and like when I hear the song, I was like, whoa, like this is good stuff. So what is coming out for you guys, you know, next? What are you guys working on? And you know, being local artists, and obviously like you guys have a lot going on, you know, music is a part of your lives, and I'm sure like, you know, you have a whole schedule of things, whether it be working or just other priorities and stuff. What is it, you know, what is your schedule kind of look like? What is your goal, I guess, for the next like year or so? And how do you see the role of music kind of increasing? Because I imagine that is the goal to some degree, is right, to just do music forever and, you know, make a living, you know, make a career out of doing music full time. And so what does the path kind of look like for you guys? And yeah, what are you guys working on?
Where you go, Tim?
Oh, me for? I better say less. Honestly, I've literally just been working on music. I drop singles. I try to drop something every 4 weeks, like at least once a month. So I go single after single after single, but I am working on a project right now, an EP. I do not know the name of that EP, so you can't press me, grill me. However, I do know the first single off is going to be Cassius, which drops on May 7th. Oh, other than that, I am taking in like new clients for mixing and such. So, like, for example, if anyone needs a vocal bass, I'm your guy. I got you.
Yeah, right, awesome. Good to know. Yeah, right. That's the plug. We'll give a shout out.
Facts. But yeah, that's what I do. One step at a time, slow growth, and just keep putting out music and making music.
Cool. Absolutely. Cool.
Yeah, I guess I could say the same. Like, lately I've just been working on music and like work with other artists and getting like collaborative side on more, because I know I don't do that too often. I kind of just link with the homies, we'll link up and then work with them, or I'm at the crib working on the song on my own. But as of late, it's just been working on getting more virtual shows and like getting in the habit of performing more. Like, since it's warmer out, I'm in my garage a little bit more often, like with the speaker on, just singing, being more vocal and practicing like my breath and stuff like that. And yeah, it's really just that, and like working on my pen, trying to see how I can make the next song better than the last. Just like that, just preparing for like if something crazy is to happen, just prepare for that like crazy thing.
Exactly. Do you guys see a potential move happening in the near future for you guys? Because it's something that a lot of like local artists definitely talk about, I think, is you know, you build yourself up to a certain point, and then, as you know, you have to consider the idea of, do I want to go to LA or New York or in Atlanta, Miami, or in Nashville, like somewhere that's like, you know, where like there's like such a corporate music hub per se, and like where you network with a lot of like, you know, a lot of the producers and stuff that are out there. What's your take on that? Do you guys feel like potentially, like, you know, living in Boston, staying in Boston could be a viable route, or do you think you guys would have to consider a move at a certain point?
I don't think I have to move per se. I know personally, I definitely want to travel, like be out in LA for like maybe like a couple months, or like be out in Atlanta for like a few weeks or a few months, and like go out to like Florida or like Memphis or Chicago, like just to be in those scenes. And like really just learn, like, and like see what those scenes are like, and see what I can bring back, and see how different it is from the Boston scene. Because I know, like you said earlier, it's not really a scene, because we're such a melting pot of different, like, different talent, different genres. Like, there's like a whole side of jazz in Boston that I didn't even know about until like this past like February. And I'm like, okay, I didn't know we were as big as a place. There's just not like a central hub for like there is in LA or like there is in Atlanta, where like there's music circulating in this one central place. And I kind of want to like travel to see like what it's like over here and what it's like over there. But I feel like that's necessary for artists, because like it helps you, it kind of helps shift the perspective, and you get like a new lens, like you're seeing different things, you're feeling different things, and that helps, and it reflects in the music.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
You just hit me to that jazz thing. I didn't even know that until right now.
Jazz.
Thanks. Yeah, like I didn't know it was that big until like I was just like, oh, there's jazz awards. Let me see who won. And I'm like, I don't know any of these people. Like, let me see where they're from. And then it's like, oh, they all work with these people. I'm like, whoa, there's a whole network of these jazz players. I'm like, okay, let me.
It is really so cool to see that. Yeah, like one place that pops up in particular to me is New Orleans, because like everybody who's playing in all these like. These like jazz groups down in New Orleans. Like, I was talking to some musicians at like this one little venue down on I think it was Frenchman Street, which is like one of the two big like music streets. And he's like, yeah, I play in like 9 bands. I play 4 shows a night. I was like, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, and then I'm like talking to his buddy. He's like, yeah, well, he plays in like 3 bands. He's like, yeah, this is like my third gig tonight. And it is crazy to see like in different areas, like how different. Not, I mean, obviously, like, that's the extreme of, like, there's just so much almost, like quantity-wise, like, they're, like, these guys are, like, grinding, playing a crazy amount of shows, but just the entire culture in some of these cities, like, from there to, like, you mentioned Chicago and stuff, just such different places.
And, like, yeah, the appreciation for, like, their kinds of music is, like, a lot different than it is,
exactly.
Like, in different places. Yeah, like, it's, like, you go down south and, like, you play like anything jazz, like it's like you can't disrespect their jazz. Like, you got to play with some heart. You better play your heart out. Like, you got to be sweating playing that bass, or them drums or something. Like they play their souls out. It's like
it's like college football in the South. It's not like it up here. You know,
exactly.
They work you to the bone. You know?
Yeah. What about you, Timmy? Any traveling or any, even if it would be permanent or just for, you know, 2 weeks, 2 months, anywhere you're looking into heading out, try and do some networking?
I'm absolutely going to be doing a lot of traveling. I mean, like, I've been talking to Stoop Kid and T-Watt a lot about possibly about, like, is it worth it to move? And if I do move, where would I go? And they were telling me, like, bro, stuff I make, definitely making moves to L.A. would be a move.
T-Watt is, I believe, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to disclose T's location.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to.
I'm not going to disclose Stu's location. However, I will disclose the fact that they do travel. They do travel. But yeah, they were just giving me advice on that. And I do find that a lot of people do the back and forth a lot. But once you get to a point where it's like, okay, damn, I'm back and forth and every week and the money ain't looking straight, you might have to make that move. But right now, honestly, I'm chilling in Boston right now and I'm just working with the homies and just making more connections. Cause I do see potential in here blowing up as well. Especially because there's so much talent coming out here. Like, a lot of people, they ain't no Coyle Ray from here. Like, what? People that know Coyle Ray is from here.
Yeah, like, I didn't know until it started blowing up. No bull.
And that's what happens every time. People start blowing up elsewhere, and then people find out that they're from Boston.
Yeah,
and I honestly feel like there's no shame to like in blowing up in a different place and bringing back the ship home. Honestly, you bring the championship boys back home. It's okay.
No problem in that, bro. All you're doing is shedding a spotlight. It's just up to the artist to take advantage of that, really.
Yeah, true. But right now, we chilling. I'm on my chair in my cozy apartment, and I'm just down to work with the homies.
Absolutely. Yeah, with that being said, I am so excited for everything that you guys are doing. And glad that you guys are staying in Boston for a bit, or the Boston area at least, because now that things are coming back, I think things are gonna be in full swing, things are changing, things are developing, and having, you know, really bright, creative guys like you here is really going to help pioneer this shift in Boston music.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
If there's anything else that you guys want to talk about, anything that you've been thinking about, like,
if you want to plug your social your music, what's coming out soon.
Like I said earlier, I got an EP coming this summer, looking like mid-June. It's called Book of Sun. And that'll just be like a bunch of different summer vibes, a bunch of interludes, nothing too crazy. And then in the fall, I got something for y'all.
Cool.
For me, I mean, just keep checking out, man. Once a month, right? Yeah, once a month. Cassius, the single for the upcoming EP, which is untitled right now, it's coming out next week, Friday, on also all platforms. And I hope y'all enjoy it, because I will be barring out for the first time in a while.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait to hear that.
Thanks again for listening to Hull House Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Hull House, HULLHAUS. New episodes dropping every week, so stay tuned wherever you're listening.